The term dark energy presents a new frontier of astronomy research. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Paul Matthew Sutter, fellow in theoretical physics at The Ohio State University, defines dark energy and presents some cosmological theories.
Nearly 100 years ago, Edwin Hubble discovered that we live in an expanding universe. Every galaxy is getting further away from every other galaxy. Old news, right? Well, about 15 years ago, astronomers were studying distant supernova, you know, exploding stars, and discovered that they were too dim. The only conclusion that they could reach was that the expansion of the universe is accelerating. Maybe they were wrong, but over the years we've made new measurements and tried different experiments. And all the evidence points to one inescapable conclusion. Not only are galaxies getting further away from each other, but they appear to be doing it faster and faster every day. And we don't know why. We give a cool name to this observed phenomenon: dark energy. Energy because this effect kind of looks like something that's pushing the universe apart, and dark because we don't understand it. What are the origins of dark energy? Is it some new field or force? How long has it been going on? What is the ultimate fate of the universe? Or maybe we're totally off the mark. What if we just don't understand how gravity really works at cosmological scales? And there's some new theory right around the corner that can explain it all. I wish I could tell you some answers, but despite studying dark energy for over 15 years, we're still at the stage where we're just trying to get an accurate measurement of its effects. Over the next decade, a slew of new missions will better pin down the properties of dark energy, and maybe then we'll be able to shed some light on the situation.
That was Paul Matthew Sutter of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.